Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, they do. Wade Smith, Pro Bowl offensive lineman from 2012 season, 2013 Pro Bowl, is right here in the studio with me. My man, I appreciate you joining me once again, as always. Wade, look, we've talked this Astros scandal to death, man. This text line over here, man.
Yeah,
this is solid. I let it get into my skin every now and then, but it's solid. It came up with an idea earlier, and I'm gonna give it to you. But I think it's the best idea that I've heard in a long time.
Okay,
but let me this Astros scandal. You know, when you look at it, I made the point. I believe that this team is going to benefit in a big way from this scandal. I firmly believe that the roster's intact. Wait. The sponsors, they ain't going nowhere. Ticket sales, they holding steady. That's Crane, the owner.
That's the reality of the situation.
That is the reality of it.
Yeah.
The appeal in Houston, what does Houston do best? Back them into a corner, right?
Yeah.
Black sheep.
We're gonna fight back. We're gonna come
low
back from adversity.
Low man on the totem pole.
Yeah. Yeah.
What back? I mean, I wish you would. I wish you would. You know what I mean? Regardless of what's going on. Right, wrong. That, you know, that's one thing. I'll be honest with you. That's one thing that I love about where I grew up and my dudes, which I just seen a bunch of them this weekend at Dan Perez. God bless your soul, my man C&D's. That owned the C&D's Taco Shop down the street from Baytown. Lee passed away. I love you, my brother. And all of Baytown loves you. Went to a little fundraiser for him. Raised some dollars to help with funeral costs.
Yeah.
And, man, I got to catch up with a lot of my high school dudes, man. The one thing, there's several things. One thing that's truly beautiful about it, that about Houston, I believe, and about South Texas, Southeast Texas, is that they're going to have your back. You're going to handle business, and we'll worry about why later.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you got a problem? Then let's go deal with it. We'll talk about why later. I got you. Ain't no questions asked.
Yeah.
Right? I think the city of Houston and people in this area, that's how they feel about the Astros. Hey, man, we're okay with the black sheep. We know y'all screwed up. Look, the owner's already he's alluded to the fact that the investigation, we get it. It's all good, baby.
Yeah.
I just think, Wade, that the appeal right here in Houston is going to go through the roof. I did a show last year, opening day. I can't remember where exactly we were, but it was somewhere down around Minute Maid Park, and the streets were jumping. I'm going to put a large amount of money on the fact that the streets will be off the chains this year.
Listen, all the numbers are going to go up this year. The TV numbers are going to go up this year. The attendance numbers are going to go up this year because, first of all, there's going to be outside people that are going to be looking because they want to see the Astros fall. And then Houston is going to come show love to the Astros because they know everybody out there wants to see them fall and fail. And so they're going to have you back. Just like you said, H-Town going to ride regardless.
Wait, there's people in this city that – They couldn't have named one Astros player. And the only reason they knew the Astros were because their daddy and their grandpa watched it.
Yeah.
There's people, and now they know who Altuve is. Hell, they know who Jim Crane is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They know who A.J. Hinch is, right? Even though he ain't here no more.
Pull out some liquor for my guy. Yeah. Again, man.
Hey. That's that old school thug life by Tupac, right?
Yeah, man. Pour out some liquor, bro.
Bury me a G. That's back when to me, it's just like, even nationally, Wade, people are intrigued. They're interested. They know who you are. I don't see where the Texans. I don't see where the Astros lose in this equation, other than maybe in spring training and like interleague relationships and you know what I mean, like that.
It's going to be tough for them when they go on the road.
Yeah,
it's going to be tough for the support staff. It's going to be tough for them. They're going to hear from the fans, but to me, that just invigorates and re-energizes you. It gives you a reason to say, you know what, it's us against the world. Yeah. It's us against everybody. You're going to go into stadiums and it's going to be like you're the Raiders. You know, yeah. when you go into the Raiders, go into different stadiums, people are like, oh, we can't stand the Raiders or the Cowboys or any other franchise that is looked at and hated by other organizations or the cities. And so the Astros are going to have to take on that mentality like the hell with y'all. We're going to go out here and win ball games.
Yeah.
And so from that perspective, I definitely think it's going to work in advantage in the favor of the Houston Astros.
Well, training camp could be tough where there's multiple teams in the area, and I would think it would be difficult to avoid certain players and certain other, you know, other organizations. I would think that would be tough, right?
I mean, that sounds good, but in spring training, there's going to be other, like the Astros are not the only team that devise schemes to steal signs. I don't believe that.
Yeah.
I think other teams do that. So
you're right.
There might be some pitchers every now and again that they come across that are going to be pissed off and try to use that against them, and maybe they throw at the Astros and things like that, or they have something to say. But there's not a lot of batters, I believe, walking around that are just really mad at the Astros for what they did. They kind of get like, yeah, you know, we do this. We do X, Y, and Z to try to push the limit, and they went too far, but I'm not mad at them for trying to do that. Now, some of the pitchers, I can see them really being upset, but, hey, man, people are going to hate you regardless. People are going to love you and hate you regardless. At the end of the day, you got to go out there and do your job and go out there and win ball games. And so, like I said, any of that negative attention that they get towards them, they got to challenge that and channel that into a positive way of going about going out there and winning. And so they got too good of a team. They got too much support from the city for me to feel like that they're going to do anything like fall off. I don't think the effects of what happened in this scandal are really not going to take effect until probably two or three years down the road when the draft picks start coming to play. But besides that, man, the Astros are going to be all right.
Smitty.
Yeah.
If me and you – look here. If I'm you, Darvish, and me and you sitting in West – what is it, West Palm Beach?
Yeah, West Palm Beach.
Me and you Palm Beach on a night. We're having some pops.
Yeah.
Breaking bread. And Bregman walks in, Chief.
Yeah.
Man, that alcohol might start talking, bro.
You Darvish ain't going to do nothing, dog. I mean, he was with the Rangers for a long time. You Darvish is a nice, nice guy. He's one of those type of guy. You can call him soft, whatever you want to call him. But listen, he's one of those type of guys that, you remember, they were talking about the fact that he felt like he might need to retire because he couldn't figure out what was going on and all that type of stuff. He doesn't strike me as the type to channel that hurt into anger. He's going to channel that I'm just all right. Now, if it was you, Darvish, talking about Clint Sterner, Darvish, if it was you, Sterner, I could see that happening. Hey. But the you, Darvish, he ain't the guy. He ain't got that goon at all.
I had to get off that dirty water, man, because that it make me do stupid stuff like that. I ain't going to lie to you. If I was Hugh Darvish, Y-O-U Darvish.
Yeah.
If I was you, Darvish, and I was on that dirty water, boy, and old Bregman walked in.
Yeah.
Hey, look here. Bregman better have Big Boy with him. What's my man? The DH. What's my man?
Oh, Yordan.
Yeah. Hey, look.
Don Alvarez.
Bregman and Altuve, they better pack Yordan everywhere they go, or they might have some problems in West Palm Beach. Chief.
And that's the thing about it. That's a good thing about it. You just mentioned Yordan Alvarez. He wasn't there when all this is going on. There are certain guys on this team out that's interested to understand or get an idea of how they feel about this whole deal.
Yeah.
Because they're an Astro. You know, they've had great seasons.
Did you say Rydon?
Yeah, rookie of the year.
Oh, yeah.
Rydon Alvarez. That's right. That's his name.
Okay, I'm with you.
You know what I mean? But, yeah, I would be interested to see what their perspective is on this whole situation. Those are their teammates, but they weren't there when it went down. There's going to be residual negativity that they're going to have to deal with. But like I said, it's very easy for me to see how you could flip that and use it to your gain. And I expect the Astros to do so.
That's Wade Smith, Pro Bowl offensive lineman. I'm Clint Sterner. You're listening to Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. Wade, all that said, that set the table right there, baby. That set the table. The Astros going to be good. But I got a problem. I got a problem with one thing that my man Jim Crane said. One thing he said just rubbed me all kinds of wrong. Here it is.
A couple of players were interviewed yesterday. It's a little tough on them. That, you know, we're going to get together in spring training and get a clear message to the players on how we're going to address this. And, you know, the message is going to be very simple. You know, we apologize for what happened to the fans and the sponsors. We're sorry, and we're going to make this right, and we're going to do the right thing. I think we started on that track. And so it's been a difficult week, but we'll recover from it.
I don't need to apologize, man.
No.
It's done. Windshield mirror. Look. Windshield, not the rearview mirror. Get out of the rearview mirror. Stay in the windshield. Stay in the front windshield. Look down the highway. Look down the pipe. Move forward. I went off yesterday, man, when JB started hitting me with all this. Man, they're going to apologize at spring training. There's going to be some kind of apology at spring. Man, to hell with that. Why does everybody need an apology, Wade?
I don't think they do need an apology. That's my thing. If you're going to apologize to somebody or for something, there has to be meaning behind it and a true reason behind it. If Houston, text right now, 713-572-416. If you need an apology from the Astros, let it be known, because I don't feel like that's the case. I don't get that impression from talking with people, from Twitter, from text line, that the city of Houston needs an apology from the Astros. And if that being the case, what are you apologizing for? Who are you apologizing to? The people that want an apology are the ones that's not going to mess with you regardless.
Right.
They're going to hate you and talk bad on about you for years and years to come because they want their pound of flesh. They feel like the Astros stole a championship, and so an apology is not going to make them say, you know what, okay, the Astros are right with me now. I'm not going to call them cheaters when they come into my stadium. And I don't think Houston needs it. So what's the point? That's my thing. What is the point of this apology?
Well, it goes back to, Wade, you said it earlier before we came on the air, is it goes back to like Bill O'Brien having to get up to the podium and apologize.
Yeah, he got up there and apologized, but you know he wasn't sorry about that. He apologized because he had to apologize. I didn't need to hear an apology from him. If the fans felt like, you know what, that was something that you need to apologize for and that was the sentiment, cool. But I don't get that. That wasn't the case I got then either. People were riding with and for Bill O'Brien when that happened. His approval rating went up when people saw that video out of him. Most people were saying, like, yeah, that makes me like Bill O'Brien more, because – by his press conferences, you can't tell how much he cares and how much it matters to him. But you saw at that moment that he was ready to ride and do whatever. And you could just see and hear the frustration in his voice. So apology, I know that was the thing that you're supposed to do, but I didn't need that. I don't think Houston really needed that. And so when that's the case, it comes off as it's unnecessary, man. And I don't like the apologizing for the sake of apologizing. If there's something that you really feel like is something that needs to be done and you truly feel that, all right, cool. But for, you know, the owner to come out and say, hey, they're going to apologize. If they were going to apologize, they would have done it at the fan fest, or they would apologize. Whoever players that, you know, they would have been on their own social media platforms and saying, I'm sorry for our part that we played. But when you have to make a whole ordeal about it and say this is something that's going to be happening in the future, it just doesn't ring true.
Here's your one. Text line, baby. I don't feel like the Astros need to apologize, but he's Jim Damn Crane. He can do whatever he wants because he's the owner. He's a billionaire and he owns the team. He probably's just trying to make more money.
And that's my – I mean, I get that, but is that going to make him more money if the team apologizes? Like, no.
No, yeah, look, there ain't no doubt he's going to find a way to make more money. There ain't no doubt about it. There's always guys like that. Guys don't become billionaires by accident. Their mind is – it's kind of like radio life, you know what I mean? Like, if you're going to do this radio thing, it's got to be a lifestyle. Like, you can't just turn off when you leave the studio. It's got to be a lifestyle.
Yeah.
If you're going to be a billionaire, like, making monies is a lifestyle. There's no doubt about it. Wait, we got a bunch of, hell no, we don't need no apology. We ain't, well, I don't know if I can read all that.
Yeah, you got to be careful now. Don't read it word for word.
This year's slogan should be us against your team. That did it too. Us against your team that did it too.
Yeah.
Wait, I mentioned it earlier. This I can go on and on with this text line, but earlier, the most brilliant thing. Not like I gotta admit, I'm not a fashion guy, but I'm a uniform guy.
Yeah.
Right? Like I like things to look right. I like things to coordinate. I don't need to make statements.
Coordinate.
That's it. That's it. Yeah. That's all. Just a little coordination. I don't need to make statements. Like I don't need to be the brightest dude in the room. I got some buddies that boy back in them old fluorescent days when them button-up shirts came out with different fluorescent colors on it and you roll the cuff and them things was bright orange. I got some buddies that was into that job now. I never was. I'm not that guy, right?
Uh-huh.
But I like clean. I like uniform. I really like matte black vehicles and matte black uniforms and helmets in football.
Yeah.
We had a texter yesterday, Wade, hit us with, the Astros should come out with an alternate uniform.
All black.
All black. Us against the world.
Anytime.
Black sheep of the family, baby.
What? Hey, I'll ride with it. Because anytime you have a black jersey, a black alternate jersey, it just comes out. You think about the Raiders stadium right now. Just go look at a picture of that. I want to go play in that place. No, I want to go hang out at the place. Everything is like you talk about, matte black. It's clean.
How do I talk about things being matte black and not talk about that stadium, especially after hearing beautiful. you and Trap talking about it last night?
Hey, but listen, there's text line right here says something that does make a lot of sense, and I'm going to have to repeat this because it needs to be said. 0420 says, Clint, the reason Jim Crane wants to apologize is because of the relationship with sponsors and partnerships with different youth groups across the city.
Fair enough.
It's about solidifying those relationships. From that perspective, I get it. If that's what they say, I want to apologize to the city of Houston and to the kids that look up to us and we want to set a better example, I can get that. But that from that point, that's it. But besides that, I don't think the average Astro fan says, yeah, I need y'all to apologize to me. But when you're talking about bringing in kids into it and take out the partnerships, that's the business part of it. But apologizing to the kids, I can rock with that.
Look, when you talk about Crane, like I understand Crane apologizing. I don't give a damn if he got to apologize all year long. What Crane does doesn't move my needle. Like I enjoy talking to him and getting updates and all that, and I understand he's got to apologize. He's got a different set of standards and rules that he's got to live by being an owner and having all the different tentacles of the organization. That I'm not worried about that. I know whatever he's doing, I know it's calculated, and there's a method to the madness, whether I like it or not. But I'm talking the way I hear people talking that want an apology way. It's like they want to hold a press conference and every player walk up there and go, I'm sorry for the part that I played in this game. And then the next one goes up there. And that's how you start training camp. Get the hell out of here.
Well, I tell you what, if I ain't did nothing, I ain't going up there to apologize for nothing I didn't do. So if you do it that way, now everybody's going to be telling themselves, I'm sorry. Well, why you didn't apologize? Because I ain't do that.
Hey, well, how great would that be if they did it and their player walked and said, I didn't do nothing.
I know y'all want me to apologize, but I ain't even know what was going on.
Would you say I'm Ben and I ain't
in it? Yeah, my name Ben and I ain't in it. I ain't know nothing about that. I guess that's what them boys are doing. I ain't know what they was doing. Shoot, I batted 223 this year. I barely was on the team. I got to apologize? I'm not apologizing for something I ain't do.
How great would it be if they announced each one? All right, number 42, Bennett. And he came up and said, I ain't in it.
They he had said number Bennett. 42, Bennett, I ain't in it.
That would be absolute money, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.